and welcome to our Behind the Smiles, the Oral Health Podcast. And I am your host, Dr. Smita Patnaik, prosthodontist and director of Dental Sage with you. So in today's podcast episode, I am going to discuss on gum diseases. Gum disease is an infection of the gums that can spread to the bone that holds your tooth. Gum disease, also known as periodontal disease, is caused by certain bacteria present in the dental plaque. This condition affects over 70% of the population at some point in their lives. Despite the fact that it is such a common ailment, most individuals are unaware of the problem and the consequences it can create. Now, what are the stages of gum diseases? Gum disease can be diagnosed in various stages. If caught early, they can be treated with deep cleaning and oral medications. However, if they are diagnosed in advanced stages, surgery may become necessary. So there are various types of gum diseases. First is gingivitis. This is caused due to the plaque built on the gums. Gingivitis may lead to bleeding, especially while brushing and flossing. Gingivitis can be treated successfully with non-surgical treatments. The second type of gum disease is periodontitis. It is the next level of gingivitis. This condition affects the bone and causes gaps between the gum line and bone. Then there is something called as advanced periodontitis. This is the advanced stage of gum disease. The jawbone is severely damaged in this stage. In most cases, advanced periodontitis is treated with tooth extraction. Now, how are these gum diseases treated? There are multiple treatment options available. These can be either surgical or non-surgical options. Surgery is usually recommended for advanced gum diseases, and non-surgical options are recommended for less advanced gum diseases. Now, what are the surgical options? First is flap surgery. During flap surgery, the tartar is removed by making an incision on the gums. The uneven surface of the bone is smoothened to eliminate regions where germs that can cause this disease can hide. This procedure is done to close the gap between the gums and the teeth. A local anesthesia has to be administered before this flap surgery. Soft tissue graft is another surgical option, which are being utilized to prevent gum recession and or improve the appearance of the gum line. They can be used to conceal roots or to grow gum tissue that has been lost owing to recession. The third option is a bone grafting. This procedure is used to rebuild bone tissue. The dentist will use synthetic bone pieces, donated bone, or your own bone to restore the bone that has been affected due to gum disease. The fourth and final one in the surgical option is guided tissue regeneration, or the GTR. It can help keep natural teeth from falling out due to gum disease related bone loss. These repaired components will provide the safe, strong foundation that a tooth requires to be healthy in the long run by repairing the missing bone and tissues surrounding a tooth. Now, what are the non-surgical options? Deep cleaning. This is done when gum disease is still in its early stages. Plaque or tartar, which hardens the tooth surface, which could be below or above the gum line, will be removed by your dentist. It supports the prevention of gum disease. The second option is scaling and root planing. Your dentist will begin scaling and root planing with a local anesthesia. Plaque and tartar are removed from above and below the gum line, followed by the smoothening of rough regions. The smoothening process aids in the removal of microorganisms. This is only done if your dentist discovers plaque buildup under your gums. So that's all for the day. We will keep it short. For any queries, don't hesitate to talk to your doctor, because you have every right to know about all the options before you start your treatment. For free resources and materials, head over to www.dentalsage.co.in. We look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode. Thank you so much for listening, and it's me, Dr. Smita Patnaik, signing off.